Hello.
Hello, sissy.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the crazy house.
Mother knows best.
Yes, she does.
I don't think I like that title anymore.
Too bad.
That's not very nice. Well, we're still 60-40, so it's fine.
Should we change it to daughter knows best? Daughter yeah. thinks she knows best.
Yeah. That's kitschy.
Yeah. I'll let daughter think she knows best.
Yeah. But
we know.
It feels like a long time since the last podcast.
I know, it does. It was just last week.
I've had quite the week, so.
You've been a busy little bee. Everybody's gymming.
Yep. Does the podcast know that we own gyms?
I don't know. Is it a secret?
Just as long as nobody like comes to kidnap me at our gym. So just don't mention where it's at.
Yeah. They're going to say, oh, I'm going to go find that girl at the one gym that I know.
Well, they must love the sound of my voice.
Yeah.
Can you hear my dishwasher?
No.
Okay, good.
Very quiet. Is your dishwasher loud?
Yeah. Sounds like. Somebody, I always think people are knocking on the door because it's like, kong, kong, kong.
Oh, gosh. Koala.
And it seems like it takes my dishwasher, a long time to wash dishes. Like, my clothes, I can wash them in, 20 minutes.
Well, a dishwasher does take long. Mine's, 3 hours.
What?
Yeah, it does take that long.
Huh. Because I always think, I can wash my clothes. I can put a load in. I can do a little stuff, take a bath, and when I get out, I can put it in the dryer.
Yeah, that's how a washing machine works. But the dishwasher, it does all these different rinses, and then it dries and all of that.
Well, I hope my new little containers survive. It says dishwasher safe, but I'm still scared.
Did you put them on the top rack?
Most of them, but I ran out of room, so I put three at the bottom, and I was like, well, if three die, it's okay.
Dang, it's brand new.
Well, I bought 12.
Oh, okay. So you can afford to kill off a few?
Well, I just was hoping for the best. I put them in the microwave and they survived.
Yeah, they seem pretty sturdy.
So, well, shall we talk about the Virgin Bachelor?
Please. I never knew he was a virgin.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Everybody take a drink every time we hear virgin.
Yeah, he drunk in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And how about not just him, all the girls who so said virgins.
Yeah. Ladies. Yeah.
The one that said, I've only kissed 4 boys, and even though I'm not a virgin, so it's like, whoops, what does that mean? Kissed four boys, slept with 4 boys? I don't know.
Or how about the one who's never kissed anybody?
Yeah, that's just weird. She's cute, too. It's not like I've been an ugly duckling all my life.
Yeah. I'm just not interested in people who haven't lived their life.
Well, or it's really nobody's business. Why is that like the big thing? You know?
Because it's The Bachelor.
I guess.
Well, my friend knows the one in the yellow dress who looks like she's going to be the villain, so.
The one with the mom in jail?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Of course, she's from around here.
Yeah. Can't wait to see all that.
Yeah.
My favorite girl is the Hispanic girl in the green dress. I don't know her name, and I'm probably not going to know anybody's name till the last four.
Yeah. She's the one from Havana. She spoke to him. Oh, yeah. Sang him a song or something.
She said, my family's from Havana. And he was like, you're from Havana? And she was like, no, not me.
Miami, yummy, yummy is what she said. But she seems smart. She doesn't seem so goofy. I guess that's the word. They're all so goofy and nerdy. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. How about the sloth?
Oh, my gosh. That was painful.
The sloth is going to end up on paradise.
Yeah, me with no patience and her being like, I hear you. I was like, I'm dying. I'm done. I'm fast forwarding.
Yeah, you've got to fast forward. I mean, thank goodness I recorded this and watched it like starting at 9 o'clock instead of 7 or whenever it started. All well, the Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, that's too much. Parties. Reality mean, Steve said that that was never happening again.
I hope not. I fast forward through all of it.
And two people proposed on the thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's so random. I don't know. It just seems so cheesy, all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's like, to me, I always feel like every time I like something on TV, or every time I like something, yeah, on TV, it's like they have to do more or make it more, or and then they ruin it every time.
Yeah, it all, yeah.
It's like, exactly. You're ruining it. Now it's 3 hours long. I hated almost all of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
why? Just keep it how it was until it's not good anymore, then change it.
Yeah, it's too much to critique now. I mean, now we got to, I mean, it's not even a good show. It's not even a bad show to critique. It's just not even critiquable. I don't know.
Well, I have a lot to do with my life. I don't have 3 hours to watch The Bachelor. I didn't even see the end of the rose ceremony because I went to bed. I was like, I don't have 3 hours to devote to this. Fast forwarding.
Yeah, I fast forward a lot. So
I don't even know who stayed. I didn't really care who stayed. I'll just watch next week and be surprised.
Yeah, because we really don't know any of them anyway.
Yeah, I don't have a connection.
I mean, the annoying girl that had, she had killer legs with the red dress. The short red dress.
Yeah.
Interrupting. I can't remember her name.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, she had a nice figure. She reminded me of Kareem.
Well, I'm so excited for 2 Miss Americas.
Oh, yeah. From Miss Alabama?
Yeah.
They were Alabama? Or no,
they were both Alabama. How does that work?
No. They knew each other from pageants, and she said Miss Alabama was a runner-up, right?
Oh, yeah. The one that wore the sash.
Yeah.
She evidently is, like, the real beauty queen. But
yeah.
The wave across the room was so bitchy, and I'm here for it.
I thought that house burned down in the fires.
Yeah.
Did they just make another one that looked just like it?
No, you could tell that wasn't the same.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And I think that might have been before. Or wasn't this film before?
Oh, you know, you're probably right. Yeah, because I kind of did a little spoiler searching, and I don't know the end girls, but I did read that he proposes at the house.
Oh,
so I guess the house is still there by the time they end, and then it burned.
Man, well, I have one thing to say, and I'm gonna say it very politically correct, and I do not
That's
have
no fun.
Well, I know that you have no barriers, but I do. So
I'm just real, baby.
Well, I'm going to say it politically correct because I don't want us to lose followers and get fired. But
we might lose all of our sponsors.
Hey, we have 2. All I have to say is this is something I am acknowledging and noticing is that Colton used to have a little bit of a speech issue that I'm not really sure. It wasn't a full lisp. It was like a half lisp. You know how some people can have like just a little bit of a lisp?
He had a lisp.
No, it wasn't a full lisp. It was, I mean, I've heard a lot of lisps in my life. I don't know about you, but
you're an expert in lisps?
I think I am. If there was a scale, I've taught a lot of kids. If there was a scale between 1 and 10, he was only like a four or five.
But
like
it was very obvious, and in Paradise, no, he had
it. Wasn't that obvious. It was only obvious to people that are lisp listeners. Because I've asked
that would be me.
I've asked a lot of other people if they thought he had a lisp, and they all said no.
Okay.
So, with all that being said, and I'm still keeping this politically correct, I feel like you might jump off the deep end, but he no longer has a lisp.
What's the deep end? he doesn't lisp anymore. So either I don't know what faking it.
I don't know.
Or what, he went to have what some you say speech is, therapy.
I never know what you're gonna say, so I'm just saying.
Isn't that fun?
No, it's really not for me, but I'm glad it is for you. So, yeah, I guess he went to speech therapy or something, but he no longer has that mini lisp.
I think slight
lisp.
Maybe he was faking.
No, nobody would.
Maybe
fake
he had
a
retainer. You know, sometimes you can wear a retainer.
Oh yeah. Yeah, or
he might have had something like that, or like because he had a weird like. You know, like he was trying to fix his teeth while he was on TV. I don't know.
Maybe. That's a good benefit of the doubt. I hope that for him.
Or he went to speech therapy and like 3 months cured him after being 28 years old or however old he is.
Well, maybe he got a manager after he was on the show and he was going to be the bachelor. Like now he has like management and they were like, okay.
Yeah.
We've noticed you have a slight lisp.
You have an obvious lisp. You need to fix it.
It's not obvious. You had to be a lisp detective. I know. But anyways,
yeah.
So we can't wait to see. Yeah, we can't wait to see the most controversial season of them all.
Oh yes, never been done before. Never been shown. I have an observation of all the Bachelor Nation propaganda that was going on, showing the past couples and their kids. Most beautiful kids, Ryan and Trista.
Yeah, are they like beach bum?
No, they're Hawaii. They're from Colorado. They're ski bums. They're mountain people.
They look like they should be on a Billabong ad.
Those kids are beautiful.
Or a PacSun poster.
Oh, man. And then not the cutest kid are the two. I can't even think of their names. I tried to write them down, but they never said them again. The one that she hated him so much. He's the penis guy.
Excuse me?
That's his job.
I know who you're talking about. Carly.
Yes.
Carly and whatever his name is.
Their baby was just a little homely. I don't know.
That's bad karma.
Okay. She wasn't as cute as the others.
I haven't had kids yet.
Okay, I have. Mine are beautiful. And my grandchildren are beautiful, so.
Well, you haven't had all your grandchildren
yet. You just need to pick wisely. I'll help you. There's no way you can't miss.
You gotta check everything. You gotta check sisters, mothers, brothers, dads.
Nose jobs. What a shock.
Yeah, it can skip a generation and then your baby comes out and you're like, what the? You know what you really gotta check? I just pray that my baby won't be my kid knock-kneed or have fat ankles.
Oh, cankles, yeah.
You can't fix it. I don't want my kid to have something they can't fix.
Yeah, I agree. Or, well, even bow-legged.
Well, not that many people are bow-legged.
Did you see, I'm thinking of Housewives in New Jersey. They showed Teresa walking into that communion party with her girls, all of them bow-legged, like you could pass a pig between their legs. I mean,
well,
horrible.
They're all related to Joe.
Yes.
I mean, Teresa,
which one
is
they related to
her
all
husband
Joes.
Well, Teresa is pretty, seems kind of lean, like just in her natural figure, like she's taller and not so
squat. Yes.
So
yeah,
like yeah,
yeah. And both Joes are little stubby guys.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about the birthday party on Vanderpump.
Oh, are we done with
a little bit of a letdown?
I have one more thing to say about The Bachelor.
Oh, Mom, you're killing it. What?
No. Did Cinderella get her shoe back?
I don't know. I stopped watching. I'm already over it. So
he
they
didn't
better redeem
her.
Himself.
She didn't get the rose. What if she got back? Okay, we can talk about Vanderpump now.
Okay.
I just had the punchline. Had to say it.
I can't stop laughing.
Please control yourself.
The white party.
Let's talk about... Go ahead.
The only thing good about the Vanderpump white party is Stassi and Ariana's costumes.
Well, I like Tom Sandoval's, too.
Oh, Tom goes all out.
He's a little, I don't know. He's too much.
I love him.
What does Stassi's boyfriend have on?
I don't know. And why was Schwartz wearing an elf costume?
I know. It's like, because it's the North Pole. I just got it.
Oh. Not funny.
Isn't that it? That has to be it.
Well, it's a winter party, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to be ice queens or frozen or I don't know.
Well, it was boring.
Yeah, it really was. And I mean, she's supposed to not have a meltdown. And then I think it was kind of.
They made her do it.
Acted up. Yeah. Like she goes up to her.
Best line in the whole show. Stassi goes, Sheena dressed up as Stassi.
I loved it. Yes.
She was. She just had a blonde wig and like a cute top.
Exactly. But man, did Raquel look good or what?
Raquel's beautiful. I mean,
she just, I'm sorry. Those girls are getting to be old hags with all of their gaining weight and partying too much. Raquel's the real deal. She's coming up, little 20-year-old model.
Well, I think Raquel looks like John Travolta.
Really? Huh.
I think it's her square jaw. I don't know. Like, she would be John Travolta's daughter and whoever he's married to.
I wonder if she is. No, she's British, right? No, she's not.
Raquel? No.
Huh.
Just what's his name? And how about Lisa talking to his mom? What's his name?
James.
Yeah, talking to James's mom. And she goes, you were like a mother figure to him. And she goes, no, you're a mother figure to him. I was like, ooh.
Does Lisa ever have a conversation with anybody where, like, she's not, like, the dominatrix on top of them? I mean, like, she talks down to everyone.
Well, not on her own show.
Well, not on that show for sure. But,
well, that's all.
Nothing else. What about the booty facials?
Oh, yeah. they were like, do you guys have any ideas? Anybody? 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 Oh, booty facial? Yeah, let's go.
Let's go get a massage on my behind.
Yeah. That's weird. It's not about the pasta, yeah. Lala.
And then Lala tells Brittany, oh, yeah, Sandoval and Ariana were wondering if it's, you know, Jax is just because his dad died that he's going to marry you. Come on.
And then every time Jax tries to confront anybody, he starts out saying it and then he, like, can't finish it, you know?
He's like, okay.
Yeah, I figured that's what you meant. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
So, Below Deck is back, my favorite show.
Yay. I love that the guests are mafia people. Of the mafia.
Yeah, the best line is when the chef says she's in love with me, but she's married to Tony Soprano.
They're
going to
find me overboard.
Yeah, so funny. And she was like, either the editing or just everything whenever she was in the kitchen was hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, what was that about? I mean, she went in there to cook with him?
Yeah. And he was like, I'm kind of a mess. And she was like, I like that. So funny.
Well, we still have the same conflicts.
Check yourself.
Yeah. And then.
I'm sorry.
What is that? She's like. That's just like she needs to go to Colton's speech person because
she should have been fired immediately with that breakdown.
I mean, it doesn't matter if your boss is not doing a dang thing. You got to do your job.
And it doesn't matter if your boss tells you to do it 100 times.
Exactly.
You didn't do it right.
Exactly. And you know, if you feel like you're being picked on, you don't tell off your boss. I mean.
Well, if you do, you get fired. It's unfathomable. Yeah,
it is. And I feel like that's why a lot of things happen in today's real world that should not happen, because that's how people act. Yeah. Riley.
Oh, with she's all of the that, worst.
I said for the fifth time, you know, it's like, what the heck? She's bipolar or just trying to make an issue every time so she can be, you know, relevant. I don't know.
Well, and she's like, I just feel like you're not giving me any jobs. I'm like, what?
Since when?
Yeah, that editing, I don't know.
Well, and then how about the next day? Okay, Kate tells Captain, either she goes or I go. I thought the captain was going to give her some crap, and I would be like, that captain has screwed up already, in my opinion.
She didn't say that about her.
She did. Not Riley, but whatever the other one's name is, Laura. She said,
is that for next week?
No, that she went and talked to the captain and said, I'm going to tell you what happened within earshot of the passengers. She's yelling at me. Either she goes or I go.
No, that's on the previous. She had that conversation and he said, okay, I'll talk to her, and then had that conversation on the previews. She says, either she goes or I go. That's coming up. It's another fight.
Okay. Well, then the next morning, brunette girl, Lauren, whatever, she goes, Kate, I'm going to bring this water to whatever, this case of water.
Ignores her
and goes ahead of her on the steps and walks so slow. And she's going, like she's about to drop her water in case, just
so
one
funny.
Step at a time.
How does she come up with that stuff?
I loved it. That was perfect.
Man.
And then they went out. They don't show enough of that.
No, and they don't do enough.
I mean, I don't think, personally, I never really wanted to go to Tahiti or Fiji because you'd have to stay in a plane for 2 days. But after watching this series, that's got to be the most boring place to go. There's nothing to do. Once you see a mountain with a waterfall coming through it, what else is there?
Yeah.
It rains every day. They have rain. Every time they want to do something, it's pouring down rain. I don't know. So they go,
I would go anywhere.
To the one bar that there is.
Yeah.
I thought it was much more interesting when they went in Croatia on the other cruise. On the other, you know.
Segment. Yeah. Well.
But anyway. But the boys, just to sum it up, are whores.
Duh. Have you ever met a boy?
Well, yeah, but those boys are bad.
Well, what else are they going to do? They're on a TV show on a yacht in another country for 6 weeks.
Well, the girls are not doing that.
Well, I'd do it.
I guess they are with the boys on the boat.
I would do it, except for I'd be scared to get like a Tahitian STD or something. But I'd party it up.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
On TV like that?
Especially on TV.
All right, then. Can't wait.
If I was there just with some friends, I'd probably play it easy. But if I was on TV?
Okay. Maybe somebody will snap you up.
Well, did you see New Jersey?
Yes.
With the mail-ordered bride.
Not what she is. How insulting.
I heard. She doesn't speak English.
And she got a chin jut. She's got a nice figure, though, for a big fatso.
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah, and 45. She said he was 40.
How old is she?
I don't know. She's young. Because, I mean, she's fertile. They want to start having babies.
She's fertile.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, she's not 45. A 45-year-old girl is not really fertile anymore.
Well, What was I going to say? Oh, little Joey Jr., all that.
Oh, that's me. Too much. I can't stand when reality shows focus on the kids.
Yeah, we're not here to watch the kids.
No, I can't stand other people's kids, and especially them. They're so bratty, yeah. Misbehaved. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
And Joe Garga's such a pig. I just, ugh. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you hear when they were in Turkey having the engagement party, all the strutter yells going on?
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, I was a Texas State strutter, which is the dance team, the largest university dance team in the nation. And we have a special call that is only done by the Texas State strutters
and the Turkish people.
They're like, la, 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 la. I can't even, it wasn't exactly like the strutter yell.
Do the strutter yell. It was exactly like that.
No, it was more tongue because I was watching her mouth because I thought it looked like the strutter yell. And it was like, la, 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 la.
Oh,
like,
okay, okay.
Like,
yeah.
Strutters is A-Y-A-Y. She was saying L-A-L-A.
Okay.
Or L-A-I. Like. Well, she called it something, too.
Yeah. She said it's their heritage. That's what they do.
Well, and she said the more the merrier. Or, like, you know, like, whatever. Yeah, but that was my first thought. I looked up and I was like, are they strutter yelling?
There are strutters in New Jersey. Oh my gosh.
I wonder if Turkish people hear that and think we're doing that.
Well, I'm sure that the Turkish people know everything about Texas State strutters.
Well, if somebody's a Turkish person that goes to Texas State, like they have aunts and uncles that are Turkish or grandparents.
Possibly.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, what's her name? The blonde lady
Mark
said that Teresa needs to keep track of her husband.
Jackie.
She would be in jail. I'm done with that story. Can we move on?
Yeah, and they said they were sorry and whatever. How about, let's see, I did notice that Margaret had the girls over. Her house is atrocious.
I don't think I saw that.
I mean, it's like they are living in a broken down, not even like it's in the process of getting renovated. It's like it needs to be renovated and it's all broken. No furniture. There's like clothes all over the floor in the bedroom because there's no shelving, no closet. It's just, I don't know how she could live like that and be on the show and invite people over and the cameras and...
Yeah.
I mean, gosh.
Well.
So.
I didn't see that, obviously, but.
Yeah, I always noticed their houses because that's part of, you know, the Real Housewives. Best houses are Beverly Hills, so.
You didn't watch Atlanta, did you?
I saw a little bit of Atlanta when something happened at.
I'll just tell
you. Yeah, with Portia's baby daddy has girlfriends or something, right?
No, that's like 4 episodes ago.
Oh, I just saw the current one. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, what's her name? The one with the curly hair, the new one. She's having a party at her house, a hibachi with the...
Is she Nene's friend, the one that owns the boutique or something? Yeah.
Yeah, she's having a hibachi party at her house or something. And so everybody's coming to her house. But previously, I don't know if this was on this episode or the episode before, but Candy had her husband's birthday party and Portia was kicked out.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And Portia, yeah, it has nothing to do with the... Oh, yeah, it does. So Portia was kicked out because her baby daddy's ex-girlfriend was there with Candy's assistant.
Right.
And so Portia said that was all planned. And so they came over to her table and then started talking to Portia and got Portia all mad. And then Portia stood up and they were like, this girl needs to leave because she's trying to fight the assistant's friend, who is the baby daddy's ex-girlfriend, who's tattooed on her.
Right. And
so she tells that what?
She's only been an ex for like 4 weeks. Like, not like,
oh, yeah,
not like a, well, ex a long time ago.
So she tells that whole story to Cynthia, and Cynthia then tells Candy, we heard this whole story from Portia. And Cynthia goes, I'm kind of on her side because you didn't call her to check on her and see how she was after she got kicked out of your party. And Candy was like, well, she didn't call me to apologize for getting kicked out of my party. And so as soon as they finish that conversation, Portia comes to the hibachi. So, and then that's to be continued.
Okay.
And she's like, you need a drink before you go outside? She's like, no, I'm not drinking, because she's pregnant.
Right. And she's not telling anybody.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because Candy gave her husband a Michael Jordan party.
Yes.
Because she rented a gym, and Michael Jordan's number was 45, and he's turning 45, and blah, 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 blah. I thought it was kind of cute.
That is cute.
I think they're real. They love each other.
Yeah, he grosses me out.
He does?
Yeah, he's not, I don't know. He looks like a little weasel. He doesn't have any swag.
No.
She looks like she could eat him for lunch.
Yeah.
Well, so that's all I know about Atlanta. So I guess we'll see next week for the rest of the fight.
Yeah. Well, no Marlo. Marlo's my favorite.
She wasn't in that scene. Yeah. But
okay. What else?
Did you watch What Happens Live with Lindsay Lohan and Danielle?
No, I recorded it, but I didn't get to watch.
Well, Lindsay Lohan. For one, it's so awkward. I feel bad for Andy when he has people on the show that don't that are not like understanding the show, understanding his jokes, and like it's so awkward. Like, it feels like a dad telling jokes at a birthday party. Like, she wasn't laughing because, like, I'm trying to think of an example. She, like, you know how he says at the beginning, like, lines that like kind of coincide with the people and like the shows they're on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he like said something and it like panned to her and she was like just like smiling and she was like, no, like trying to correct him, and he was like laughing because it was a joke. Like, she's just like,
she doesn't
either really stupid.
Yeah.
Which she's probably stupid, but she wasn't even like briefed on the show, it seemed like. Like, this is what we're gonna do, then we're gonna play a game. Like, it's like she didn't even know what was going on.
Well, she's on the show because she's got
her show, yeah.
That's gonna start. So she's trying to promote her show, but she ought to get background on what's going on.
Yeah, well, he was like, okay, we're gonna reenact, you know how sometimes they do that, reenact my favorite scene from The Parent Trap. And she's like,
I did see that.
She's like looking at him like she has no idea what he's talking about. I'm like, y'all didn't talk about this before you went out? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I did see that, and it was like, that's weird. That's not even funny.
I know. And then Danielle knows Mama Lohan.
Of course.
So she goes, oh yeah, your mom invited me to your house in Barbados for spring break. And Lindsay Lohan looks at her and she was like, okay. Like, it was so awkward. I was laughing out loud. But
Danielle is like a mannequin.
I know. She did Andy did ask her about her accents.
Ah.
And she goes, well, I am an actress, so whenever I'm around different people and different cultures, it just makes sense for me to kind of start to incorporate their language into my language and stuff.
Of course.
And he was like, oh, okay. He didn't ask her about stealing those kids, though. Remember that?
Yeah. That show's going to be – it's either going to be really entertaining or it's going to be so bad.
Yeah.
Like Anna Nicole Smith's reality show. Like,
still watch that.
We did. God.
But another thing.
That was low.
Yeah. Well, I also watched what's the one with Paris Hilton? That's hot.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
I watched that.
And I refuse to watch Big
Apparently. Brother. Well, that's not like that's not a reality show.
Well, of course it is.
No, it's a like game show.
Survivor or
it's like a game show.
Amazing Race. That's a reality show and it goes week to week.
It's like a game show. That's not like about people's reality. It's a game.
But it's not okay. It's a reality show because it's not a scripted show.
But you can't say that Survivor is the same as watching The Real Housewives.
No, but it's still reality TV. It's not scripted. Okay.
But Big Brother is nothing like Real Housewives.
They're about to have Celebrity Big Brother, so that might be more interesting, depending on who the celebrities are. But
it's not
the same.
It's not their real lives. It's them in a house playing a game.
Right, but it's still reality.
It's a reality game.
Okay, it's still reality TV.
But you know what I'm saying, and you're just arguing the opposite just to say that it's called reality.
You know what I'm saying, and you're arguing the opposite. It's reality TV. No. It might not be the same as The Housewives, but it's reality TV. Okay, it's not,
you know,
it's not This Is Us or Young and the Restless or
right. You know. But Big Brother is absolutely nothing like The Real Housewives of New York.
No, it doesn't follow them in their daily life. It's not their
daily reality life.
No. Okay. Would you say Bachelor is a reality show?
Not really. Not I the same as those. I think it's a game.
Both. It's who wins.
Agreed.
Okay.
It is. It's not the same as Real Housewives. It's not people's real life.
Well,
it is. It's not a scripted show.
But they go on the show, and it's their real person that's on the show.
But it's not their real life. They're not acting.
No.
Okay. Anyways.
Mother knows.
You ruined that. No, you're arguing the opposite for just the sake of saying you're right.
No, because it is right. So.
Okay.
What
well,
else?
I have things that I'm obsessed with.
Me too.
What does this say? Oh. I am obsessed with, or I'm excited for, I'm not really obsessed with it, Project Runway with Christian as the judge.
When does that start?
I don't know. I just saw a commercial for it. But I do have some bad news.
What's that?
Taylor Swift's best friend, Carrie Kloss, is also on it. Or Carly Kloss.
The one from Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
Well, as long as Taylor Swift's not on it.
Well, it might as well be.
She'll make a an appearance.
She's the exact same person as Taylor Swift.
Ugh. Okay. So. Well, maybe Christian will overcome.
Maybe.
Is that a reality show?
No, that's definitely a game show.
Well, can we talk about another reality?
Is The Price is Right a reality show?
Yeah.
No!
Family Feud is too, is there?
No. It's... You're done. You're done. Anyways.
Okay. How about R. Kelly, the documentary series?
It was still too depressing. We had to stop. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Is it still good?
It's amazing that this man is walking the streets. They have found, they charged him with 21 counts of child pornography. He had, I don't even know how many videotapes of young girls having sex with him. I mean, like 11, 12 year olds. The one girl, yeah, the one girl that she thought she was dating him, the one, she had the blonde hair and the blonde, like the heavy bang, and her hair was in a bun. She was also a singer. She introduced her niece to him. There's videos of her niece having sex with, and she said she wasn't 12.
Oh my God.
It's like, that makes me nauseated. Literally.
That's disgusting.
And he is still walking the streets.
Well, I'm sure it won't last long after this documentary.
Well, the latest is the DA in Chicago, or whatever county Chicago is, I don't know, is seeking to press charges or to bring some kind of charges against him to account for all of these cases that nothing ever happened. Because there's no statute of limitations on rape.
Who was the previous DA?
Asked Bill Cosby. I don't know. And how about the manager that set it all up? Would drive the elementary school, not the high schools and the malls to pick up teenagers and bring to him.
Yeah, he should be arrested.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, on a better note, we got to move on.
Okay.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Erica Jane. I can't wait.
What's wrong with her?
She's the best person in that reality show.
Really?
By far.
You know, when I think about it, I don't think I like any of them. I like Kyle, I guess. She's more down to earth.
She's a little ninny.
But she's kind of a ninny. I think I like Lisa Rinna. I could hang out with Lisa Rinna. Dorit is just too much. Can't stand her.
Yeah, I can't stand her. Pika!
Pika!
No, I like
somebody else who has an accent who's from Connecticut.
Yeah.
Do you think Teddy's going to be back? I thought she was boring too. Sorry.
Yeah, she couldn't handle the heat.
John Cougar, but your daughter's boring.
She couldn't handle the heat.
Yeah. I guess Erica Jane is a good addition. She's not, I guess she is most interesting.
She's bitchy in an interesting kind of way.
Yeah. And she's got money. I like the ones with money. You know, you can't come
like, on, like, I don't feel.
Teddy didn't have no money.
Well, and I don't feel like she would be like, she didn't want to sit by me. Like, she's like, you know. Yeah. What was that whole underwear debacle? I remember. Her husband said he could see up her skirt.
Yeah. And he's so
and it was like her fault.
Yeah. And so Doreen.
That he was looking up her skirt.
The next time they were together, brought her a gift, and it was a pair of underwear. I would be really insulted.
Well, if you could see up somebody's skirt. She would have to be sitting there like spread eagle to know if she wasn't wearing underwear.
Well,
isn't it just like dark?
Be a gentleman and don't look and don't laugh. I mean, he's a pig too.
Well, you know, like I've seen people like they need to close their legs. It's just dark. You can't see like.
Yeah. Like.
You need to be sitting in a straddle to know if they're wearing underwear.
Yeah. Put your head down there. Drop your fork or something. Which I think he might have done on purpose. He's a pig.
Yeah, he's disgusting. Pikai.
Yeah, he needs some Kybella. Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting Kybella.
Stassi said she got it. Katie got it. And she also got it on her armpit fat. Like
Katie needs... A gym membership.
Did you see they did a throwback of at Stassi's birthday party of when she had her birthday party when she was 23 and having
her meltdown. Did you see how skinny she was?
All of them. Except for Kristen. Kristen's just a beanpole, but I mean.
That's what happens when you drink for 10 years straight, people.
Yeah. And it all collects
in your belligerent.
Neck. It all collects in your neck and your throat.
You know why? It's because they're still skinny girls. They just gained weight.
It's drinking fat. It's alcohol fat.
I don't know. It's unfortunate fat. I don't think Kybella can unerase that.
I don't know. Well, anywho. So, yeah. PK needs some Kybella. Huh?
Maybe I should get Kybella.
Where?
On my chin?
You don't have a big chin.
Well.
So, I'm obsessed with something.
What?
It's called, let me check my notes. It's called Obsessed.
This better not be the cleaning show.
You're so smart. Marie Kondo. I read her book pretty much when I was selling my house last year.
Give or take.
Pretty much. Yeah, give or take. I read the chapters I needed to get help on.
Yeah.
But her concept is really interesting. Kind of like the concept of you should respect your money and put it in your wallet cleanly and orderly and, you know, that kind of thing. You should do the same thing to your stuff. You go through your closet. You should look at an item. Do I like this anymore? Does it bring me joy? Do I even wear it? Do I want it? And if the answer is no, you thank it for being there and for helping you and being there when you needed it, and then you toss it out. It's just a matter of respect.
Well, this sounds like a recovery program
for hoarders.
I don't need to thank my $2 Forever 21 t-shirts that were made in China.
I love it. Of course, I love hoarders too. I love the organization, the straightening people out. I just love that. I want to go do your apartment.
Yeah, I will never watch that.
I loved it.
I couldn't think of anything less appealing.
Well, the
to
book
me.
Was really good, but then now she has a show on Netflix, and you listeners need to check it out. First of all, she doesn't speak English, so she has an interpreter.
More reason you to not to watch it.
You have to read the show because you have to read the subtitles. But
that sounds miserable.
But her first show, and I just had one critique about it. I mean, she was really good with helping the couple, you know, organize their life. The husband said, you know, we've been married 5 years. We got these two kids. You know, our life is insane. We can't get anything done. Everything's a mess. We fight about money and cleaning. Well, after watching the show, Marie Kondo should have told them what the real deal was. They don't know how to handle their kids. It's because the kids were crazy that their whole life was crazy. So what they needed was Super Nanny. Now, that was a great show.
Also a reality show.
Yes. She come in there and straighten them out in a second. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe I'm not interested in this because none of this relates to me. So maybe one day I'll want to watch it.
I think you have a messy apartment that you could use some Marie Kondo.
Well, I'm not fighting about it. My kids are not having an issue with it. So I think it's okay.
Well, okay.
And actually, my apartment's very clean. I cleaned it last week.
Yeah, you did do some purging, so it helps. You just didn't get it from Marie Kondo. You got it from whoever, the wash your face girl.
Yeah. Well, mostly I enjoy a clean environment, but I enjoy everything else besides cleaning 100 times more, so I'll just suffer through it so that I can do other stuff that I enjoy more than cleaning. So,
well, that's your prerogative. Well,
and on that note, I think we're almost done. We do have one thing we're both obsessed with, and it's to Mimi's house we go on Instagram.
Can we talk about it?
Sure. I'm sure she would appreciate the 8 viewers we have following her as well.
I love her. I am getting tired of the Instapot.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say that she doesn't like any meals she makes in the Instapot. So,
yes.
I'm not buying an Instapot.
I mean, first of all, it looks like all the food has been boiled like a rubber chicken. I mean, it's just nothing looks browned. Nothing looks seasoned. Even a gravy that it would make, she'll put, you know, chicken broth to make a gravy and cornstarch. Yeah. You know, it just, nothing looks good. So,
yeah.
I saw her make taco soup in her Instapot. I can
not interested.
Yeah, I got a pot, and it doesn't take long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but her
spoons.
Yes, and she stirs and stirs and stirs, and it's like it doesn't catch because it's like she's stirring with a straw.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I'm watching her. I don't want to do anything she does. So
her house is amazing. Her lake house is even more fabulous. I mean, it's just her lifestyle. Yeah. It's kind of like watching
reality TV.
Yeah. And I used to like Paula Deen. She's just kind of familiar and down to earth and just, you know, her voice doesn't drive me crazy. Like some of these people on Instagram, when they start talking, it's like, oh God, I can't.
Yeah.
She does burp. Well, she does burp a lot. I don't know.
I like following her because I liked seeing all her Christmas stuff. And I did just see her 2-year-old grandchild's birthday party, which I liked following. I like all the party stuff and like the different, all the, I like the Container Store, and her house is like the Container Store.
Yes.
So that's why I think I'm following her. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. She showed her organization in her pantry. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like nothing is in the box it came in. It's all in a plastic container. Like, you know.
Oh my gosh. That sounds like your freaking show. That sounds terrible.
She got two new bread boxes that are fabulous.
I don't like those. I don't like those things. I like the things where she had like all the Mickey Mouse plates and all the Mickey Mouse cookies and all the Mickey Mouse cake and the balloons and the napkins. Yes. That's what I liked.
And she always shows you her party setup, and then she'll show you what she bought to serve at her party. And she buys a lot of stuff at Trader Joe's. I've never been successful at finding like awesome
stuff. Yeah, Trader Joe's is weird.
Yeah, so that, you know, kind of, I don't know. But, yeah, I just enjoy her reality. So
yeah. But, well, we've been talking for a long time. I think we better cut it off or we're going to lose our listeners.
Oh, okay. I hate to do that. Got to go.
We only have 3, so we don't want to. We don't want to lose them yet. Yeah,
somebody might be interested, so we got to keep them. Okay.
Okay.
99. Or
next time.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. I think I'm going to start back with my daily blogs. I've been slacking. So if anybody wants to watch them.
Oh, I do.
We'll call it reality TV.
It is. It's not a game. Nothing to win.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
99.
Bye.
Bye.